If you like your ladies wild and feisty, you have come to the right place. I'm Jody Ambrose, author of Sex, How to Get More of It, and Intimacy, How to Get More of It, and there's nothing I'd rather do on a Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern than tune in to the amazing ladies of Cougar Chat Radio. Enjoy the show!
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
And I'm joined by Michelle and Andrea. Ladies, how are you?
Hey, I'm
hey,
good. How are y'all doing?
Good. We are back from summer break. And Andrea is our entertainment correspondent, and she'll give us the entertainment scoop in a moment. But first, be sure to find us on Facebook at Cougar Chat and Twitter at Cougar Chat Radio. If you're a musician and you want to feature your music, hit us up at info@cougarchatradio.com. And if you want to sponsor the show, you can email us at info@cougarchatradio.com. So how was everybody's summer?
It was crazy.
Yeah?
It was great. I can't remember the last time I really talked about what was going on, but I've been to Puerto Rico a few times and had great fun there with friends and visited with Julie and Nan in Virginia. And unfortunately, missed out on both you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then had some excitement on my way home 2 weeks ago from my last Puerto Rico trip and dislocated my knee on the plane in Miami.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was really not cool.
You on some? Are you on some good meds? Like some good pain meds?
No, I never even. I was trying to catch my connection, and it was very close to being missed, and was trying to rush off the plane, and it was what I deemed to be my good knee, and I just creamed the sucker, and then they took me out of the plane on this little tiny wheelchair, and transferred me into a regular wheelchair, and the paramedics came, and it was chaos, and they screamed at me because apparently paramedics in Miami all need to go to Manor School or something. They were just nasty. They made me cry.
Okay? Oh, wow.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah. I'm sitting there. I'm in shock with a dislocated knee that I pop back in myself, having crazy muscle spasms that are doubling me over. One of the jackasses goes and actually grabs my knee when he makes me stand up, and he's telling me, "You're not allowed to fly until you go to the hospital. You're going to be laid up here for at least 3 days." So,
well, it is true. With an injury like that, I mean, it can swell.
Yeah, because I reckon a blood clot could happen.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't understand why I had asked the airport to call the paramedics. Well, number one, the airport had insisted to call the paramedics. So finally, I relented and agreed to it. And then they come and they're just yelling at me about, "Well, why did you call us? What do you want us to do?" And I said, "I'm sorry. I said, I figured you're used to this kind of thing." And the woman says to me, "Dear, I'm sorry. We're used to compound fractures. What you've got, we're not used to."
What the hell does that mean?
And then the guy was yelling at me about, "What do I want? Do I want to go get a prescription for painkillers? Is that what I want? I want drugs." I'm like...
Yes. Yes, it is. Meanwhile, my knee is the size of a grapefruit. Yes, I just want drugs.
Wow. Shit. But anyways, that was my exciting return home. So I had to call in sick to work from Miami. I mean.
Wow. Well, Nan is with us. Nan, hello.
I hate computers.
Nan is our least competent technical person.
You're putting it so kindly.
God love her. We're just talking about our summer, and Andrea was filling us in with her lovely knee injury. And anybody else have a strange summer?
I don't think so.
Other than it raining the whole time?
Yes, yeah, it rained. I saw Noah go by at least 3 times in my town.
It's my fault. We paid a fortune to belong to the pool, of which we got to go 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, the thrill of my summer was probably having the Dr. Phil show call me three times.
Three times?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
all in one
awesome.
Day.
You should have gone.
Well, you know, I could have, but then, I don't know. They asked if I was a cougar, and I'm like, well, no, but I do know some. So I got them introduced to Hattie, our 76-year-old cougar friend.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic. Yes, strange sex. And I got her. I got them hooked up with Liz Earls, who was the cougar.
Oh, good
lady.
Idea.
Yeah, who's a photographer. And they're already scheduled. They already scheduled her for the 26th.
For when?
And now 26. You are a connection for the Dr.
Right.
Phil show.
I know. I told the guys that I know a lot of people. You need to keep in touch with me because you never know. So.
I have a never-ending flow of cougars, okay? Do not lose my number.
That's funny.
That's so fun.
Well, we, Andrea, what's going on in the world of entertainment, dear?
Well, everybody knows last night were the MCAs. I'm kind of torn. Like, does MVA, I don't even know what that really stands for. Is it Music Video Awards or is it MTV Video Awards?
VMAs, I thought. Video Music Awards.
It's supposed to be Video Music Awards, but I don't think they give any video awards. Did anybody hear of any?
No.
No. No, not at all.
But, so, did you guys watch the show?
No.
Oh, but I've heard all about it. I didn't know.
God, no.
Oh,
why bother when all the excerpts show up on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had to record it last night because as I was trying to watch it, a huge thunderstorm came rolling through and my satellite went out. And I didn't even know if I'd get to watch it. But I watched it this evening on Fast Forward. Went to the good parts that I saw on the new shows, watched them, and oh my God, it was crazy. Like, did you know, for the opening act, it was Lady Gaga, and I was shocked. I mean, she's weird as it is, but she is so weird that she actually got them to pipe in a soundtrack of people booing.
Oh, see, I heard on the news that people were booing. But I didn't know, I had no idea she actually had that set up.
Yeah, it was a setup. And, I mean, because I couldn't get over it. I'm like, yeah, she looks really stupid. But booing for Lady Gaga, that's, like, unheard of outside of her wearing, like, dead animals and such.
I think she had styrofoam on here
lately. Oh,
very.
No telling.
A foam or something. I don't know.
She's so bizarre.
I don't know how she sat on the seats in the theater with a piece of dental floss in her ass. Like, I mean, they must have to dry clean that seat after she's done, after performing and sweating. And, like, that's disgusting.
I'm very disposable.
What, the seat cushions?
Yes. If you knew Lady Gaga was coming on, wouldn't you get something you could easily replace?
Well, in that case, you'd have to replace all the covers in the chairs because they're all gross. I don't know.
Nasty.
She was bare ass. Like I don't know if they did it in the States, but in Canada, they actually like blurred her ass crack dental floss because it's so explicit.
That's funny. So tell us what the big news was for the night.
Well, of course, it was Miley Ray Cyrus performing with Robin Thicke for Blurred Lines.
Performing.
Mean, Miley Ray Cyrus.
Was so generous.
Literally. No, it was a performance. It was like something like pornographic. It was definitely a performance. she, at the first, with the whole, I know we've done a show previously about furries or fuzzies.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, I forgot about that.
And that's what the performance started off as. Initially, were people dressed up like large stuffed animals that she was dancing around. And she had this problem with her tongue where she kept trying to touch her ear with it.
What?
And didn't
is that what she was doing?
I don't know what it kind of looked like that to me. Like she was like a lizard, had an itchy ear and was trying to scratch it or something. But,
ew.
And I out of her nightclub video of her twerking.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, my God, she's not black, so she's twerking and it's wrong, right? So that happened through the whole friggin' performance was her twerking. And then, of course, she had her, like, fly girls that were twerking with her and whatever. And then Robin Thicke comes on, and suddenly the hamburger helper mint comes out. The big fuzzy hair.
Are you being for real, hamburger helper mint?
And apparently he's a horny little bastard.
Well, you wonder what he does in his spare time, I wonder. It was one.
I believe it was one that's firm number one fingers.
With red fingernails. So that's, I don't know. And there was a lot of indicating it as a penis and licking and pulling out the tip of it with her teeth and
rubbing her crotch with it, right?
Oh, totally. And then, of course, twerking with her ass rubbed up against Robin Thicke's crotch. That was memorable.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'd do that, too.
I know. But the best part, I mean, if anybody's been on Facebook today, they've seen these side-by-sides. There's one of Jim Carrey done up like one of his characters with the horse laugh from In Living Color. The little tiny tails on the side of his head. Yeah. And that was labeled Miley Cyrus.
And then
one of Beetlejuice, because Alan. I keep saying Alan, wanting to say Alan Thicke.
So he's starting to look like his dad, yeah. So
it's legit. Vicky was wearing a black and white striped suit.
Like Beetlejuice.
And I thought it was great.
Did you see the pictures of Will Smith's family?
They were appalled.
That was priceless.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was priceless. But, I mean,
that was the best thing from the night.
There, you know?
And breaking news is that Robin Thicke's wife has no animosity towards Miley Cyrus for trying to rape her husband on stage. So,
well, he's a performer, so I would hope not.
Well, I mean, I think it could only get more obscene than it was if that would have happened. But the Justin Timberlake performance, I mean, I'm not a huge Justin Timberlake fan. Are you guys?
Yes.
Yeah?
I heard he did great.
Oh, I'm okay with him. I mean, I'm not a fan. I'm not a booer. You know what I mean? He's just there, you know?
You guys have to watch the performance. It was phenomenal. Huge respect, huge props out to Justin. It was like, I'm a fan now. I wasn't before, but it was fantastic.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Was he actually on for like 15 minutes?
15 or 20 minutes, yeah.
Wow.
Non-stop.
That's a lot.
And I believe the whole boy band got back together for 15 seconds.
Yeah, they were apparently kind of pissed about the whole really minimal amount of time they got to be on there. But, hey, everybody responded really positively. And,
I guess they should have dressed up like teddy bears and stripped down underwear.
That would have been awesome if they would have been dressed up like teddy bears and then stripped down. That would have been awesome.
Then they'd be all over the news, too.
Yeah! Exactly.
Hello. Yeah, there's a meme going around Facebook today where there's a picture of Billy Ray Cyrus with kind of a forlorn look, and the meme is actually, yeah, I should have pulled out. I'm like, dang, that's mean.
I just wonder if Billy and his
Mama
wife were in there.
Mama Cyrus.
Because I think they stayed together, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they split up.
Oh, did they?
No, I think they were going to, but I think they got back, they decided to stay together. I could be wrong.
With the media not paying attention.
I saw a Facebook thing today. If you want to call them a meme, I've never heard that, but that's cool. I'm learning. everybody knows Ben Affleck has been cast as the next Batman. God knows why. But
why? I don't. Matt Damon. Is Matt Damon going to be Robin?
That was
perfect.
Yeah.
But apparently
Robin Bourne again. B-O-U-R-N-E. Sorry, but I'll
But it's him.
Miley Cyrus is the coolest shit ever now because he's taking the pressure off again.
Yeah.
I don't see what the big deal is with him being cast as it. I mean,
well,
I think at this point they're just trying to see how many people they can cast as Batman in the next few years. I mean, it's just, it's already, what, six?
Well,
I like doing Michael Keaton did it.
Yeah, the best.
Have you seen any pictures lately of Val Kilmer? I don't think Batman's a possibility.
No, he wouldn't fit in the latex suit at this point.
Hey, let's not pick on the guy. Could be a
thyroid
problem.
It would have to be some kind of
plastic. Put down the ho-hos and walk away. Okay.
Don't be a bully. Don't be a bully. Come on now.
I'm not being a bully.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, Ben Affleck plays great superheroes, right? Like, who did not give, like, two thumbs up on Daredevil, right?
Yeah, well, that's the only one he's ever been in.
God.
Like, that's
the worst movie ever.
Yeah. Got to judge from what we got. Yeah.
I think he's a good actor. So.
Yeah. He's a good actor.
I think he's a good actor.
He's too damn liberal for me, but it's okay. I still like him.
I think he can't act his way out of a paper bag.
I haven't seen Argo. So
well, it's good you're not his manager then.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I don't think he'd hire me. His
Yep. Well, any more entertainment news before we go to our guest, who is actually holding? I'll say
hello
to Ben while he's holding. But
why don't we switch over before I go? I just want to throw a quick shout out to Puppy Fest, where we're going to be filming the American Idol for Puppies in Asheville, North Carolina on September 28th. And I get to be a judge in the show.
Nice.
Did you say Asheville?
Congrats.
Yeah.
Like North Carolina?
Yeah, Asheville, yeah. North Carolina.
That's like 3 hours from me. Yeah.
Well, I'll be there on September 28th, and I will be judging Puppy Fest.
Very good.
So, yeah, it's exciting stuff.
How would you land in that, young lady?
Well, I submitted a resume. One of my friends was setting it up. Actually, we had Joshua P. Warren on the show previously, and it's his event, him and his partner, JR. They've put it together. I submitted my resume, being a big dog nerd and animal cruelty officer, and all the stuff I've done previously. They decided to hire me. So, here
nice.
I am.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Congrats. All right, lady. Well, if you want to hang on, have at it. If not, it's been awesome talking to you, and we'll talk to you at the beginning of next month.
Sounds great.
But for now, we have Ben Hansen waiting on the phone with us. After graduating college, he worked for several private and public agencies, including investigating child sex crimes and severe physical abuse on the Utah County Sex Crimes Task Force. His training and work later brought him to work in the position of special agent training for the FBI. There's nothing hotter than a hot FBI agent with a gun, just aside from me. His time serving at the state and federal levels gave him over 6 years of formal experience in investigating and a wide range of crimes and national security details. Feeling as though he might someday return to the public service, Ben also felt compelled to seize an opportunity presented to him to assist in forming a new investigative reality TV show. Departing from the mainstream paranormal shows prevalent at the time, this new show would not only conduct observation-based field investigations, it would focus primarily on alleged evidence already at hand. The age of the Internet has brought with it the sharing of thousands of allegedly paranormal viral videos and photographs. And having been with Factor Fate from the beginning, Ben leads a team of 5 specialists who travel the world looking for answers to these mysteries. And on with us is Ben. Hey there, Ben.
How's it going? Hey, ladies.
How are you? Hey.
Hey, Ben.
So, where are you guys calling from right now? Where in the world are you?
Where in the world is Cougar Chat? I'm in North Carolina. This is Jen.
This is Michelle.
I'm in Virginia.
PA.
Okay. Hey, Michelle.
I'm Ann, and I'm in Virginia.
Andrea's still here, and she's up in Canada.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow. Yeah. From everywhere.
Yep. We're everywhere.
Start off at the top. I really apologize, but I do have like meetings and stuff pretty close here. We're just traveling back from Vegas, from Vegas Paracon.
Ah, wondering about that. Okay.
Yeah, we had these big floods and things that like delayed us from leaving. I think two people died somewhere out there in the desert. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was like so bad that they had these mega thunderstorms come through, and so it kind of ruined us. Our plans from leaving last night. So leaving Las Vegas, we left this morning, and mega traffic. So I'm just about ready to roll up to my house, and I really only have about 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's so fine.
Okay, well, cool. Okay. So what's everyone been up to? I guess I'm not the one doing the interview.
You're more than welcome to. I'll be happy to sit back and answer questions. Basically, I think Michelle wanted to kind of know how do you get a TV show? How did you get the TV show? Fact or fake?
How do you get a TV show? Well, you make a lot of friends. you know what? It really is. It's a lot of it is. You know, there's not many jobs where people say, well, you know, it's all about luck, and it's not all about luck, but it's probably about 70% luck.
Sure.
And 30% real, honest, hard work and enthusiasm. You know, because I'd never really worked in TV when the opportunity came along. I heard that a production company was putting something together and they wanted to do a paranormal show, and they had only done one other thing that was in the paranormal genre. Made great TV, but they didn't know anything about the content of doing it. And mm-hmm. I had a team, and we didn't have, you know, like a website or things. It was more kind of the informal type where people, we hear about a place and we go investigate. And it was more like the ghost hunting I was into ever since, you know, I was in college. The UFO stuff, I never did like the formal MUFON, you know, investigator stuff. I've been way too busy. But that was my primary interest. And so when we came together with them, we were able to sit down, and I was a fan of the ghost hunting shows, you know, mm-hmm. and Destination Truth was on at the time. Ghost Hunters had been around for a while. And I just was looking at all these shows. I'm like, these are great, but there's something that's missing.
Right.
I said, I think what you should do is, you know, start with a show that looks at the evidence first and doesn't just, you know, bam, go to the location and wait for something to happen. You know, so that's kind of how it was born, and it took about a year of going back and forth with Sci-Fi before it was finally bought.
Wow. So I have a quick question about the transition. Like, you say that you've been doing paranormal investigation since you were a teenager. How did that interrelate, or was it kept completely separate from your FBI career?
Yeah, it was completely separate. It was like you know, just a hobby that I enjoyed doing. I wasn't, unfortunately, you know, very, very few people can make a living off of, you know, anything in that subject of ghosts or UFOs.
The ghost hunting?
Yeah, I mean, I always joke about it, but you really, until we develop one of those containment units from Ghostbusters, you know, like the
yeah.
traps.
Yeah.
Until we get one of those and we can actually go in and charge people for removing the ghosts. there's really not
so
going to be any money in it.
Yeah. You're telling me that you were not the real-life embodiment of Fox Mulder from The X-Files, is what you're telling me.
I wanted to be him. That was my favorite show, you know, in high school, and I wanted to be able to have a job to do both. Because I really am very kind of a patriotic person too, and love serving country and all that stuff. And it makes you feel good at the end of the day, some of the work that I was doing. And but I find the other stuff very, I don't know. It's there's so many mysteries there that it's not only, you know, like it gives you satisfaction to kind of work out theories that you have, but it's entertaining, you know, and to be able to fly around and to hear about these places that I've, you know, like studied forever, to be lecturing at places alongside of people I've read books from and all that, it was really strange for me to be kind of launched into that world, but to be able to do both, but not at the same time, you know, but to be able to jump back and forth. I'm still working in law enforcement, volunteering at the moment, because I do miss that as well.
Mm-hmm. I think you're hotter than Fox Mulder. That's just me.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Did you really go there?
Of course I do. What's the show name? Hello? I, like I said, there's nothing better than that. FBI agent with a gun.
Well, and I love his humor, too. It was always, like, so dry. You know, and it was like, I was like, how can you get paid to do both of those things?
Right.
You know, and if that job exists, it's not public knowledge, you know, and it's not like you find it online and apply for it, you know. It's like, we need someone to do the paranormal for me. Yeah, I know.
Every guy we know would be applying for that job. We'd be like, can we go through that list first and just throw people out? No.
I'd be like, hey, I'm Canadian, but I totally will pledge allegiance to the USA. Just let me do it.
So do you still travel a lot? What's your normal schedule like?
I've been gone, I think, this run I'm on right now. I'm home most of the weekdays here in Southern California, but I'm gone every weekend for the next month, I think. We're right now I'm doing mostly, if I'm not doing an event, you know, like we just had Vegas Paracon and I've got Salt Lake Comic Con in 2 weeks. And then we get into October, which is, you know, like high season for paranormal. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
if I'm not at one of those, I'm off doing sort of freelance stuff, kind of helping friends, or now I've gotten more into the production side of things. And, you know, I've got some people who are either putting on conferences or need help making little videos or things, and we're pitching our own shows. And so I'm filming those things.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of weird. I mean, because I've never worked so much for so little money.
Right.
I joke about it, but like working this business is weird because it's not a normal, you definitely do not get a regular paycheck. It's like eating like a snake. You eat every couple of weeks.
That's funny.
You know,
so what are your other hobbies?
Well, here in California, I took out my surfboard only, did I even take it out this year? Maybe one time. I like to rock climb. The motorcycle is in the garage and hasn't been taken out for a while. I really have not done a lot of the hobbies that I enjoy doing regularly. I like to fly.
So you're being
planes.
Lazy.
I am being lazy about my entertainment, about my recreation. Yeah, for sure. I do a little bit of everything, though, and a lot of my hobbies cost too much money for me to do.
I hear that.
Oh, no, I've been riding a motorcycle. It doesn't really cost a whole lot. Fill up's like $6.
This is true. But, yeah. You know, it makes me sad. It's like the child I don't pay attention to. You know, it just sits there. I'm like, I want to take it out, but it requires, you know, it's kind of old and the battery run down and everything. You wonder, why do I sell it and get a new one? And these are things guys have to think about, you know.
Well, having traveled around so much, Ben, what's your favorite location you've been to?
I really love going to countries I haven't been to at all. I mean, we went to the UK twice, and Iceland was really awesome. I just had never even thought in my life I would be in Iceland, you know, and it was really cool to see the Northern Lights. It's just so magical, just like you see in the movies, they're actually moving around in the sky. It was just amazing. And then, of course, I went back to Australia, and I'd lived there for a year in college, and it was way too short to be there. It was just, I love the people and everything down there.
Wow.
So where can your fans find you? What kind of event do you have coming up?
Well, we have the very next one is Salt Lake Comic Con, and this is their first year. They've sold, I think, 15,000, probably close to 20,000 tickets now. And it's huge. William Shatner is kind of headliner with all the people you see at the normal cons. But we're going to have Amy Bruni and Britt Griffith are joining me in the paranormal section. And we're doing an investigation one of those nights. So that'll be fun. And then, that puts us into, September and then October. We've got a couple of ghost segments. I think I'm going to Minnesota at the casino. I think it's Shooting Star or something casino.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's October, and then November back to the Stanley Hotel. So, yes, at least one thing per month. And all that, my website looks like a 12-year-old made it because I did it.
We can help you with that, dear. Just hit me up. Fine.
Well, I've got a guy fixing it as we speak, and he's redoing
good,
it all.
Okay.
But it's at benhansen.com, and we'll have all the new stuff up there and links to the night vision stuff. The thermal cameras, I think, are really awesome, especially for ghost hunting and whatever, because we've got the price down to, something somewhat affordable for anybody.
Oh, that's nice.
So have you come any closer to obtaining one of your concealed weapon carrying permits for every state?
I wish there was one for every state. No, there's not. It had been in front of the Senate, Congress had passed it, but a similar bill was before the Senate, and then we had all these shootings. And I wish it wasn't that people didn't make this a political issue, and I do not get political when I talk to people, and I get it, though. I get it with people who haven't grown up with guns, and it's not for everybody, but for the people who do want to learn, that's what I teach, defense. And,
he's an FBI agent. He can carry anywhere, probably.
I just had to ask because I remember when we were at one of the events, I thought I'd be really fancy pants and pull out my long gun registration card thing that you need up in Ontario. And he's like, you just laughed. you're like Rolodex from your pocket and just went through the.
Well, it is a different culture, for sure, and I have Canadian friends who I don't even bring the subject up, because it's a very hot topic, and it's like discussing healthcare with Australians or Canadians, and it's just, I love when we can all get along and talk about a certain subject and see each other's points of view and not call names and all that stuff, and just learn. And just learn it and learn why we fear things, learn about it. That's what I do for people, because there's a lot of people out here in Hollywood who, they'll act with guns and they'll have guns in their scenes and movies, but,
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, exactly. to have their own gun or something, I'm against violence. And I'm like, well, okay, I am too. I'm totally against violence. That's why I teach people to protect themselves.
You hear about this past weekend where these stupid ladies wanted Starbucks? They're like, don't go into Starbucks this Saturday because they let people carry guns in their establishment, so we need to boycott them. I'm like, F you. I'm going in there with my gun and I'm taking all my friends. Good for you, Starbucks. Stand your ground.
Yeah.
I'm not shooting your kid, lady. Stupid people.
Well, it's like what people, how they view police sometimes. And I'm not saying that normal citizens are the police, and not saying that they have the duty to protect. I'm just saying when somebody chooses, there's two paths, and it's kind of like you can choose to be proactive about it, or you can choose not to and just hope, that something doesn't happen, which is also fine. But you can't get down on the people who want to be proactive about it. You know, and it is their right as well, at least here in America for the time being, you know, to protect themselves.
Somebody has something to say.
That's a different show.
Don't worry, it's not just that race trying to take away.
That's Friday morning at 7.
Well,
they all need to go to the end show.
You can.
I do. You know, forever, anyone who wants to talk to me about it, you know, I don't argue. I'm not an arguer. I point them to some facts, though, if they want to educate themselves, and that's all you can do.
Sure. Well, it's parallel to the paranormal. It really is. Like, teaching people how to handle situations and protect themselves and learn about things that a lot of people have no clue about.
Yeah, it is. And it's funny because I do instruct, and you know, sometimes both. I had a couple times up in Indiana where I went, I did my lecture on ghost hunting and everything. But before, earlier in the day, we knew we were going to be there, and so we set up gun classes. And I said, why don't we just call the whole weekend Ghosts and Guns?
That would be so cool.
You know, because I, you know,
that would be a whole new lecture circuit. And I would totally buy a ticket for that event. You've got to do that.
Okay, really? The way everybody in the paranormal drinks, you think it's a good
That's
idea
true.
To bring them arms?
That's
no.
Are you
okay.
freaking insane?
Well,
this is the
dumbest
idea I've ever heard.
Okay, calm down. They'd have
no
to find a waiver not to drink.
Oh, yeah. Let's see, guns, alcohol. I think they're choosing alcohol. Sorry, kiddo.
Well, and all joking aside, that is the personal responsibility that
absolutely.
It's just the same as getting behind the wheel of your car. That becomes far more dangerous than a gun in many instances. And we have to give people turn over their free agency to them and hold them accountable and not hold the tool or the thing they're using accountable.
The problem is when somebody gets behind the wheel of a car and they've been drinking alcohol, the only people that pay are the innocent people around them. And when some idiot gets a gun and ruins it for everybody else because they're an idiot, it happens in everything. Everything you want to be cool and it sounds great, somebody screws it up with doing something stupid
and
ruins it for everybody else.
We live in a society, too, where something stupid happens, whether a celebrity does it or someone in some small town. One news outlet picks up on it and blows it up to make it sound like it happened right down your street. Whereas, you know, historically, these things happen all the time. All the time.
All the
and
time.
It doesn't mean that even, you know, a mass shooting is unusual. You know, the rates of violence have been way down. And when you have several of those in a row, and all of a sudden we think there's a pandemic, you know, that's not quite accurate.
Nan, if you look at statistics, if you look at Virginia, where you live even, I mean, the gun sales are up, crime is down.
Yeah,
read up on it.
Yep, pretty interesting stuff, so.
Yeah, but anyway,
I was going to say, thanks for taking an interest in that, though. It's something I do more so because I enjoy teaching. I've got another class coming up in a couple of weeks in Arizona. And, you know, it's anytime whether it's having a teacher come up to me and say, I loved watching, you know, Fact or Fake with my students, and we'll put that on, you know, in science class, and or I watch it with my son or daughter, and it's our personal time together. Whether it's that or whether I've got a woman who's in fear of her life because she has a stalker and she lives alone, and I've been able to teach her how to protect herself at home. Mm-hmm. You know, either case, that makes me feel like I'm doing something worthwhile, you know, in my day.
Yeah, but guns don't work on ghosts, because my dog, my little 7-pound poodle, sometimes will jump up and just start barking and staring into the corner. I'm like, oh, damn, here we go. I was like, lizards in your walls or something.
What?
Ask Nan about yep. that. So, anyway, Ben, I know you are crunched for time, so we will let you go. Just quickly tell everybody where they can find you, and we'll let you go.
Sure. My address is... what?
No.
My web Wait, address is benhanson.com is where I'm at. That's kind of... If you are to go to it now, you'll see my old site, and you'll be like... Well, who did this? He paid a monkey. But no, I was the monkey. I made it myself. But the new one will be up probably this next week. Look a whole lot cooler.
Very cool.
But we'll make sure to check it out.
All right. Well, thanks, ladies.
Thanks,
Ben. Have a good evening. Have a good night.
You too.
Best wishes. All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye.
All right, everyone. Well, that was Ben Hansen of Sci-Fi's Fact or Fake. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Hang tight.
Hey, Jen. Do you know where we can get some great t-shirts?
We should use Dark Side, Inc. They're a unique apparel company that strives to give the customer the most diversified choices in design. We could get some rockin' t-shirts from them. All merchandise and original artwork is done in-house, so we need to give them a call at 508-676-6606 or go to darksideinc.com. And until next time, remember, everyone has a dark side.
Are you ready for ParaFest 2013? It's the paranormal horror convention that has it all. From Bigfoot to comic book men to ghost hunters, UFOs, vampires, and even zombies. Come meet your fan favorites from movies and television, including True Blood's Kristen Bauer, Sam Trammell, Dennis O'Hare, and William Sanderson, The Walking Dead's Michael Rooker, Iron E. Singleton, and Lou Temple, Supernatural's Mark Shepard, Ty Olson, Chad Lindberg, and the Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters and The Haunted Collector. We've also got Ghostbuster Ernie Hudson, Candyman Tony Todd, and many, many more. There will be celebrity Q&As, lectures and vendors, meets and greets, and even a celebrity ghost hunt. So please join us at the Sands Bethlehem Event Center in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, this September 6th, 7th, and 8th for ParaFest 2013. For more information, go to www.parafest2013.com.
Hey, New Jersey. Need work done on your BMW or other fine car? Montclair Motorworks in Montclair, New Jersey offers fast, reliable service with competitive pricing. With a BMW tech on site, they also have a state inspection station. Let Montclair Motorworks help you. Call them today at 973-744-9839. That's
never been before. Whether it's the East Coast, West Coast, girl, put you in my jet and soar up the world. Rocking in the clouds, jumping up and down. Party don't stop till we hit the ground. Take my hand, please. It's my piano. Try to harness and stay by my side. Do anything you like, whatever's on your mind, I'm shining out for you. Tell me now what it is that I can do. Ooh, put it on rewind, it's happening this time. Forever you'll be mine. In the summer, baby, my number one. I do that, it's gonna work out, none the other. Ooh, put it on rewind, it's happening this time. Forever you'll be mine. In the summer, baby, my number one. I do that, it's gonna work out, none the other. In this time, for baby, you'll be mine. In the summer, baby, my number one. True, that's gonna work on the other.
And welcome back to Cougar Chat. That was Jacob Bradshaw with Rewind. Ladies, you with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's that kid is actually my daughter's 17-year-old friend. He's very talented. So.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
So if you ever want to call in with questions or ideas during the show, have at it, 661-244-9818. We do have the chat room open and Blog Talk as well, so you can hit us up there. We do see Dave in the chat room. Hello, Dave. California Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Find us on Facebook.
Toe
shoes, exactly, those frog shoes.
Yeah.
Find us on Facebook, Cougar Chat, on Twitter, at Cougar Chat Radio. If you are a musician and you want to feature your music, email me at info@cougarchatradio.com, or if you want to sponsor the show. So, all right, well, Ben had to scoot, so I thought up, hey, why don't we talk about our best dates and worst dates ever?
Can I just say how excited I am for next week?
Oh, Parafest. You heard the ad during the break, yes?
Yeah.
Parafest.
Yes. Cougar Chat there, bitches.
Yeah. Come to Cougar Chat, ladies, at Parafest in Bethlehem, the Sands, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the casino.
Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Come on, take lots of pictures.
Oh, yes, we will. I'm going to miss you.
Eh, got a job, you know.
Yeah, I know. I just play hooky. That's right. I got to call in sick from Miami again.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Dave said, don't hate the toe shoes. Toe shoes rule.
I'm sorry. I don't think they should have been invented, but that's, you know, my own bias. So I'll let that be. Dave and I should have needed to disagree.
You should have seen me whenever I first met him. I picked him up from the airport, and he had his things on. And it's like, okay.
Uh-huh.
But he grew into them, so it's all right.
Yeah. And Dave also says he wishes he was going to Parafest. Me too, Dave. It's okay. But I am going to Baltimore for a week in a few weeks for training.
Yeah.
For training. Yeah.
Oh, we have to hook up.
Is that close to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like less than 2 hours.
All right.
Definitely.
Cool deal. So, best dates. Go, somebody.
I never had a date, so I can't.
What?
I never went out on a date. I either had a boyfriend and we just hung out.
That's a date.
No, that's not a date. I don't know. A date to me is when you go out with someone that you're not committed to. They take you out to dinner, to a movie, or bowling, or something. You know.
You don't have date nights with your husband?
That's a date.
Well, we go to a movie once in a while.
A date.
I had a horrible
date. Call it a date.
I'll tell my date story. You want to hear mine?
Go for it.
Go. Do it.
My mom had decided that all my boyfriends were horrible crap, which at the time was true. However, she decided she was going to set me up. And I don't know, I'm Jewish, so her idea of perfect mate was, of course, Jewish. So I said, fine, I'll let you set me up. And I should have known when she said, I said, what is he like? And she said, he's a lovely boy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well,
I get dressed, and I don't wear high heels because I'm not really tall, but I know that, you know, Jewish boys can be a little on the shorter side, so I'm conscious of that. So I wore low heel shoes. He came up to my nipples.
Nice.
He pulled up in a Porsche, I guess one of the expensive ones, which being Jewish in the Porsche, my mother was, of course, in love. And he said to me, okay, let's go, through his 4-inch Coke bottle glasses. He's bald. Okay. He's like 22. He's balding. He's come up to my nipples and he wears thick Coca Cola glasses, none of which is bad. But then we're late for the play that we were supposed to go see. And he says to me, I know we're late, but I'm diabetic and I could die if I don't get some food soon. Let me get you in the car. And can we stop and get something to eat? I said, please, by all means, I don't want to die driving downtown in your Porsche. So, needless to say, after sitting down watching him eat some ridiculous meal, I, of course, wasn't hungry because at this point I'm getting a little annoyed. And we go in for halftime to see Peter Pan. And I'm sorry, Peter Pan is not the same when you don't get to see him come to the window and make them fly. That's kind of the highlight of the show. So then I had to sit through the second half of Peter Pan. And he was like, and the whole rest of the day was just, you know, we had absolutely nothing to say to each other. And, well, he did tell me how rich his family was. We did have a long conversation about how much money he made and how he was going to be inheriting it all. Yeah. To which I said, congratulations. I hope it all works out for you. Good luck with that. I shook his hand and walked into the door. Nightmare.
And then, why you never called
I then proceeded
again.
To call my mother and tell her never ever to set me up on any date with anybody.
Yeah. Wow. And that was your best date,
Dan? Yes, that was the best one.
I can't wait to hear
that. That was definitely some of the downers.
That's funny. Well, I stopped and had a couple of beers today at my, you know, local favorite hangout, and the bartendress was telling me how she's giving up on men, she's tired of dating, they're all shit, and I'm like, you know, what's up? And she said, well, I was 15 minutes late meeting one of them, one of her men, and he said, he texted her and said, never mind, it's too late, it's over, I'm done. And she's like, was that it? And I'm like, no, there had to be something else. Something else pissed him off, but it sounded like he was looking for an excuse, you know. So,
Or he could just be totally anal retentive and type A personality, OCD. You know, you're late,
which you don't want any part of anyway. So,
yeah.
But you know what? If he's a dick, better to find out now than before you waste any time or money on him.
Exactly. And I told her, and I've told her just like I tell my daughter, and she's learned well. She's got boys blowing up her phone. If you want a man, ignore him.
Shouldn't she have to wait and learn that on her own?
Yeah, like cold notes here, kind of cheating.
So,
I don't have a good date story. I really don't.
You have all bad ones?
I have quite a few bad ones. I think I've told them all on the shows before.
Okay.
We're not drunk right now, so I want to say something to be graphic.
I hate when that happens.
Okay. 3 years ago, I probably had to start the show drunk. Not anymore. I can be completely sober and talk about this shit.
Well, hopefully everybody who's going to ParaFest are taking note that if you want Andrea to get graphic, buy her drinks, okay?
We'll be at table 521. No.
And I would appreciate no rupees, please and thank you, because, I think I'd fall asleep.
Or at least one of us not to test did not take rupees, so we remember and can laugh at the other ones the next day.
Okay, if people start buying us drinks, only one of us can drink at a time. until we've waited sufficient period of time after finishing said drink to ensure that roofage has not occurred. That is the only way to drink.
I will,
I would volunteer to be the sober one, okay?
I thought that
you guys have it.
You always do that. That's so fun, Michelle.
Well, you know what? You're going to give me a cap, and I'm going to smell it, and I'm going to be wasted.
Yeah, that could be fun. That could be a lot of fun, Michelle.
So
we don't need anybody sober. We're in the hotel. We don't need to go anywhere.
I know. But I'm such a cheap drunk, you know?
So you just got to work on that. You got, a week and a half. So
I need to practice up.
You do.
Hey, I do have a story I want to tell you. It has nothing to do with dating, but it does have to do with masturbation.
Okay.
All right? Cool. All right. Yeah. All right, so...
I love a good masturbation story.
Well, apparently, a 13-year-old has discovered masturbation, and the parents actually put a note on the towels in the bathroom in big letters, and they printed this out on the computer. Please stop masturbating on the towels with a tissue or in the sink with soap and water. You were talked to about this once before. This is your final warning.
You must be a boy. Well, yeah.
One more time, in this bathroom, we'll have Justin Bieber towels and My Little Pony decor.
That's one way to stop it, I'd imagine.
I thought it was hilarious.
Make him do his own laundry.
Yeah, make him do it, yeah. Yeah, but come on. Like, once you get friggin' stuff on a towel, the towel turns into, like, sandpaper or sword. It doesn't matter how you wash the towel. It's never the same.
I just find it funny that, you know.
Of course it's the same. It's water soluble. Yours doesn't wash out with water and soap?
Towels never feel the same. Yeah, I use soap when I wash.
We got the shit coming.
Do you use hot water? No, everything in my house is washed in cold water, actually.
Oh, well, there you go.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think really? You need to use hot water, honey.
You need hot
water.
Yeah,
because
I've never had to break it down.
Yeah. Break it down.
You just keep continuing.
Really. Because water is solvent, so it's going to dissolve whether it's hot, whether it's cold.
I think it's easier when it's hot, though.
We need a doctor.
I think so, too.
We need a doctor's opinion.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Frank.
Doctor.
Where's Dr. Frank when we need him?
Yes. Frank.
Should we call him? Well, we've only got
a laundry expert. Or we need a laundry expert to find out why it's not coming out of Andrew's laundry.
Hey! It wasn't my laundry per se. It was my ex's family's towels, and that the mom would get annoyed because she'd be like, "Use the old towels, don't use my towels." They just bought.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Wash cup rags in hot water, or they stay stretchy.
You're insane. All right.
We gotta head out.
I'm gonna take us out with a song. Same time next week. Same time, same bat channel. So blogtalkradio.com/CougarChat. Find us on Facebook, Cougar Chat, and Twitter at Cougar Chat Radio. And email us with ideas, music, whatever, info@CougarChatRadio.com. Ladies, y'all have fun at Parafest, and I want to hear. Oh, that's not for 2 weeks. Never mind.
We're talking about that.
Y'all take it easy.
All right.
Much love, guys. Bye.
You started out sitting down, thinking, when's the girl gonna come around? Next thing you know, she's saying, I'm her man. I've been so fast, you had to leave. No, I tried my best to make it last. Why did love so perfect have to end? I told her fairy tales and not the same old things they used to be. So listen, please, right now things just not meant to be. I miss you, boo, I promise I'll be back again someday soon. tell me anything. Cause God, you make me wanna sing. Please don't cry, you'll be okay. I'll hold your hand again today. I said don't cry, baby, don't cry. Don't fuss, be just fine. I got your back if you got mine. I said don't cry, baby, don't cry. Don't cry. You're moving fast. This one's different than the last. So I'll keep trying, babe, to keep up with your pace. Please don't worry about me. I'll be fine. Cause in the end I know you're mine. But that'll never change. I told her fairy tales are not the same old things they used to be. So listen, these are nothing, just something meant to be. You boo, promise I'll be back again someday soon. Tell me anything, got you, make me wanna sing. Please don't cry, you'll be okay. I'll hold your hand again someday. I said don't cry, baby, don't cry. Don't fuss, be just fine. I got your back if you got mine. I said don't cry, baby, don't cry. Like a secret and a whisper, you're my missus, I'm your mister. We can stay like this forever and always. You've been waiting, girl, be patient. Times are hard, it gets frustrating. But I promise, girl, we'll make it there someday. Don't you ever think about having any doubts. Please don't cry, you'll be okay. I'll hold your hand again today. I said don't cry, baby, don't cry. Don't fuss, we'll be just fine. I got your back, you got mine.